discusses a terrible maisa which happened in Paris in the days of the Bali Tosfos, that the church accused Klal Yisrael that the Gemara contained within it too many negative references towards their religion, and they rounded up Gemaras and Svarim, and they burned 24 cartloads of Svarim in the center of Paris. Now, it was terrible, very practically, that it was the days before the printing press. Everything was handwritten, very difficult to create, very expensive, and the Svarim were all gone. A tremendous amount of Torah lost. And this kind of is interesting, because until now, you know, we've discussed much human tragedy. We've touched on Korma bias, and they discussed Kikilos being killed, people being murdered, and this, I think, is the first kina that doesn't discuss either korban bias or humans being murdered. This is a different type of korban, different type of tragedy. It's destruction of Svarim, destruction of Torah. And we know that, you know, Torah itself can't be destroyed. When the Torah is burned, the osus prokos ba'avir. The Torah Shebaal Peh is in the levavos of the Talmid Chachamim, in the Lomdei Torah. And, you know, when the Svarim are burnt, so people lose access to the Svarim. It's a very powerful thing. It's a very terrible tragedy. You know, we sitting here in the yeshiva, we understand that the world is built on Torah, the world survives on Torah, and the less access we have to Torah, the terrible korban. But I've sensed in this kina, there's something, a little deeper tragedy. Burning of Svarim is a terrible tragedy. But there's something more here. The shorish of it all is, seems to be, and it's, the kina mentions, God al luchos. There was an original Srifas Torah which happened at Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, and of course that's the shoresh of any sort of ibud and sreifa of Torah throughout history, the shvirsa luchos. The Gemara says that why Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchos? He made a kav v'chomer. He said that the mumer can't eat the carbon pesach, so now I have the entire sefer Torah. I'll call it so or mumrim. I'll achos kam v'kama. So he broke the luchos. So what happened there? If we picture the scene, Moshe Rabbeinu was essentially saying that Klal Yisrael was not a madrigal, they didn't deserve the Torah. They're mumrim. The Torah was supposed to be the gift, the bond between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when there's Shvirsa Luchos, so it's a statement that you're not worthy to have the Torah. The Srefas Torah seems to mean beyond just the burning of the Torah, but it's Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us that we're not worthy to have it. Now, before the Maisa Egil, so Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu the Luchos, and the Torah says, Kechalos Lodabirto. And the Midrashim go on in Arichos, discussing the Mashal of a Kal and a Chasin, how the Matan Torah was a Chasina, the giving of the Luchos was a gift from the Kal to the Chasin. Manadr says, many Midrashim discuss that Indian. And the Torah is our kesher to the Ribbono Shalom. The Torah is our kesher. It's that kesher we have, that chiva between the two, between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we know that the Maisa Egil is compared to Znos Tachas HaChuppah. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling us that I'm interested in the relationship at this point. You're Mezana Tachas HaChuppah. The gift I'm giving you, I'm taking it away, I'm breaking it. You're not worthy to have this relationship. There was Kilo rejection. The Ma'os Me'astanu you find there in the Shvir Saluchos, in the Srefas HaTorah. Now, just try to picture it. You know, the Kala, the Chassan and Kala, they're very excited for the wedding day. The Kala gives a beautiful gift to the Chassan. A few weeks later, she tears it out of his hands, rips it up, throws it in the trash. She says, I don't want to have this relationship with you. I'm not interested in this relationship. The Chassan pulls off the ring from the Kala's finger, tosses it into the trash heap, and says, I'm not interested in you. I no longer desire this relationship. And when you, I regret giving you the gift from the start. And you picture Srefas HaTorah, there's a certain rejection from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, the Mos Me'astanu which is there. The Torah is our kesher and our bond to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when you see the Torah being burnt, that kesher being broken. The bris with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in us is lost. It says in Eicha, Bagoyim in Torah, the Rangalos, we're in a matzav of in Torah. We're in a matzav of where it's a siman that there's a lost bond to us in Kodesh Baruch Hu. This kina says, V'lu yizkor avas kulayich. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu would remember avas kulayich, the love which was there. Tachas l'chuppah. If only he remember that, he'd bring us back. Look forward to the chasana once again. But Kozman, there's the Srefa Satorah, and there's a Goyim in Torah, so we're missing that. Now, there is a mitzvah in the Torah where we're supposed to be mochuk the Torah, but Parsha Sota. And Parsha Sota is Lasso Shalom Benishla Ishto. That's the tachlis of it. And we hope that all the mechikas Torah we've seen here in Golos is going to lead us to, again, the shalom between us and Kosh Baruch Hu. And that the Sreifas Torah that we've seen should be only to make shalom.
Shalom.